This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Richard Foster wrote, "Celebration is central to all spiritual disciplines. Without a joyful spirit of festivity, the disciplines become dull, death-breathing tools in the hands of modern Pharisees." So here's the question. Does our faith seem cold and dead, or does it invite others into joy? Jewish tradition and many denominations of Christians observe celebrations throughout the year. In ancient times, when the Jews were freed from Babylonian captivity, they threw a massive party, gathering the best singers and musicians among them from every far-flung corner of the region to give God glory. People everywhere recognize the importance of great food in celebrating, too. In the parable of the prodigal son, an overjoyed father instructs, "Bring the fatted calf and kill it. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." It is easy for us to forget that we have a source of joy that is beyond our present troubling circumstances. Christ is our hope and joy. There are times when it is right to lament and to weep with those who weep, but let us not forget to also take time to celebrate all that we have that is good. Take the opportunity to make a loved one's birthday special. Celebrate a victory with good food. When God answers your prayers, express your gratitude with a party, inviting your friends to share in your joy.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.